Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Edwards moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Harder. Baker moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to second with Boudreaux covering, to double up Tresh. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Gordon reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling is hit by the pitch. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field. Metkovich picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metkovich. Ruffing moves to third. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodgin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruffing scores. Callaway moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Red Embry now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yurk strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker strikes out. One out. George Dickey pinch hits for Mike Tresh. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.